This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top leaders right here in the South Florida community. Well, as you know, audience, this is the fourth Saturday of the month where I will have on my good friend Tasha B. And she is the host of Ladies Talk Cyber, featuring topics on innovation and solutions for business and everyday life.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Latasha.
I am so happy to have you as my guest on Ladies Talk Cyber. Today's conversation is going to be profound for a lot of us ladies out there that are looking to make a change, become the best version of ourselves, and really make a difference in our lives.
I can't tell you how excited I am to be here for all the reasons that you said, because I am the woman I'm speaking to. So I'm really thrilled because this is a conversation I wish somebody had had with me. So I'm so happy to be having it with you and any other woman who chooses to tune into this, because it's exciting. And even though I do bring a lot of professional expertise to the table, for which I'm proud because I did a lot of work to get here, but the personal lived stuff is what vibrates within me. Like having lived through stuff and made it through and going through and getting better, yeah. It's always bothered me that those who know better don't just share that.
Yeah.
Like, don't just show up better. Like, don't just show up better. Say why you did and say how you got here.
Right.
And that's really the what I see as my purpose. And I'm loving it. So thank you for allowing me to share it.
What's your background, Karen?
Okay, let's do that. And it's interesting. I'm glad you said you made it specific, because I always say when people say, who are you? People tell us what they do. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you what I do. And I had a law degree in Jamaica. I know. It's sometimes I think of my life in decades. And interestingly, that was my earliest, because that was in my 20s. So wow. I did a law degree and practiced that for a while. Interestingly, which set me up for where I am, I was in the law firm. I did the family stuff. I did the divorces.
Oh,
I know. I was in business with my husband and my ex-husband now, and he was corporate guy. So I just got tossed the other, right? And I ended up with the divorce stuff, which at the time, you know, married and not seeing a divorce coming felt like I was helping others, not knowing that the day would come when I would say,
you'd be going through
that. That's what that feels like. So that was my first lived experience, even though it was professional at the time. And then migrated with my two sons, and I raised them enough to realize that I'd always wanted to do the psychology field. Like something about it resonated with me. And people asked me, you know, why didn't you go back to law school? Because I was beginning to learn purpose and I was good at being an attorney, but I didn't love it. It didn't vibrate as something that I loved.
Okay.
And I remember when I got to grad school and they said, why did you make the switch? And in the moment, just in the moment, I said, I'd rather help people to avoid issues than to help them once they're already in the middle of the issue. Let's get ahead of it. So I have a master's in mental health counseling. And that was another thing that I just, it became so much of who I am just because I love it so much. Like, love it.
A very accomplished woman.
I know. And then I said, okay, I loved life coaching. And honestly, because I was doing mental health counseling and a life coach told me that I was bleeding into life coaching. That's all she said. She said, you know, you're coaching. You know, you're not being a therapist, you're coaching. And again, the difference, the therapist kind of helps you with the diagnosis of your issue. And the coach says, let me look at you and set you up for your best life.
Right.
So I think I'm constantly just trying to get to where I'm setting people up for their best self instead of helping them out of the stuff. But here's the thing, because of my history, I can meet you at any stage.
Because you have that experience.
Yes.
Lived life. You've experienced things in life. Your life hasn't been perfect and you've gone.
Oh, no.
We think everybody else, you know, has a perfect life and, you know, it's just us. I know.
And my brand is transparency. I've been accused of being an oversharer, but it's transparency. I would never, ever pretend that I haven't walked through the things that I'm walking women through. I've been through it all. That helps me to really show up.
No, that's excellent. And having that foundation, that background, it, at least for me, tells me that, you know what, I'm in a safe space. So while we're talking about that, you have a program that you're offering.
So I have been walking towards this for a while. And what I just told you is it's magical how it was setting itself up. And so this program was born. I've been, working on it for a while, but I officially created it about a year and a half ago, because I've walked the first set of women through this program, a year-long program. And I know a year-long seems like a long commitment, but it is, because that's how much work it takes for us to walk through all of the stuff of what we've been. So having gone through it for a year, I finally named it Smart, Successful, and Single.
Ooh, I like that.
That's who. And again, because I thrive on authenticity, I said, I want to talk to a woman who I am her. Like, I know her. I'm not trying to talk to her as from a place of intellect or even from my clinical skills. I want to talk to her. And that's why I said, oh, that is me. Mm-hmm. Again, because what you said, you know, the sense of, it seems like if you're smart and successful, you must have things together. And I'm like, no, you're smart.
Mm-hmm.
You're successful at what you do.
Right.
But ooh, let's talk about some of the stuff that makes sense to a smart woman. Like,
right? I'm on the same wavelength here.
No, I'm here. I did a therapy session yesterday, and I promise you it was the funniest thing. At the end of the session, she said, thank you for not making me feel like so much of an idiot. And then she said, oh, I'm so sorry. But what she was saying was that I identified with the choices that she had made that had not set her up for the best. So this program is designed to say, okay, ladies, let's get together. Let's talk about where are we and why, right, and where are we going and how do we get there?
When I've talked to other women, you know, women in the industry, women that are going through stuff in life at one point, like you said, you may have a great marriage and then suddenly that marriage just falls apart and then you fall apart. What do you do? And typically that hand holding is not there. And you don't know how to maneuver through that. So I the name of your program, because you know what? It's also inspirational for women. It's also inspirational to not defeat us, but to lift us up. What is the criteria for the women or the folks that you're looking to have as part of this program?
Ah, here's the woman that I'm looking for. She's me, Latasha. She's you. She is. And okay, so full disclosure, married for 20. Now divorced for 20. And then along the way, and I promise you, I was trying to be so honest with myself. I would say 7 relationships since divorce, 5, I would say significant, and didn't go well, because what I learned along the way is that there is this thing that I now call the pause that I didn't do. Mm. Yes. And so I just kept going through the process of that thing, another magical thinking, I just haven't found the right guy, instead of I just haven't become the right person yet.
Ooh, say that again, please.
Instead of I haven't found the right guy, it is I haven't yet become. The woman I'm looking for is the one who says, like me, okay, this is getting embarrassing. I'm too smart for this. What's happening? Why am I, you know, collecting bad breakups? Mm-hmm. Why am I doing what I call the walk of shame again?
I don't know what you're talking about. Nope.
All right. It is interesting that you chuckled when I say that, because it's almost like you're supposed to be too smart for that. So that's why it's so embarrassing, because we show up so well in our other spaces that it almost doesn't make sense that we could have made those choices. And what I've discovered from this process, which is why I am your sister and here to be with you, is I'm here to say, like the lady said yesterday, oh, you've done the same things? Like, you miss therapist, life coaching, attorney lady? And I'm like, yes. And yes, because I didn't take the time to do the work. I didn't take the time to unpack the stuff. I didn't take the time to let the dust settle enough to understand. And I recently, just the image of muddy water just formed in my head, which is that, gosh, it's so muddy that you can't see through it. It's mud. So you have to let that mud settle. So she's smart. She's good at what she does. Mm-hmm. She's single. Because by choice, she's now hitting the pause.
Right.
That's who she is. She is. Hit that pause button so we can, let's talk. Let's get this together. So that if you choose, because I'm not preparing women for a relationship. I'm preparing you for your best self. Mm-hmm. If you choose to be in a relationship, you will show up better for that relationship.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's something that somebody amazing shared with me in the past. We just go through life and we put everything in a jar. We jar it up, right? We just put the lid on it, deal with whatever impact we have, whether it's war, typhoon, whatever it is, we put it in a jar. It's stirring up in that jar and we put the lid on it and keep moving. But in the end, there's things that have never been addressed.
That is correct. And that jar, just like that Coke bottle, sometimes it just gets shaken. Okay. And then you pull the lid off and it comes up what I call just like a volcanic eruption that almost seems like, what was that?
Right?
But it's because it was just sitting there sealed and just not unpacked, not unopened. And so again, because I am also trained to see what people don't know are in a jar. Like, I can talk to a woman and I can honestly make a mental note of her jars. I'm not even kidding. It's almost like I can say, I wonder if she'll let me in, because if she will let me in, and people tell me not to say this, but I have to. It gets worse before it gets better. We're going to open that jar. And you've closed it, you've sealed it, you've probably not looked at it for a while. So when I say, do you want to open that jar? But I'm here with you. We're going to open it together. Mm-hmm. We'll probably ugly cry together, but I'm here. I'm going to walk through this with you in a way that I wish someone had with me. Because I did a lot of that ugly crying on my own.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a good feeling. It's definitely not.
It's not a good feeling. And that's why it's a sisterhood. That's why I deliberately call it the single sisterhood. Mm-hmm. Because I want us to be there for each other during this process.
Yeah. And, you know, it's especially now, it's originating anywhere from like these young kids onto adulthood. You know, women are going through it. And, you know, there's so many broken relationships, and not just personally, but we're, you know, dealing with stuff at work and how to show up there and how to deal with disrespect, how to communicate, getting out of emotions and just, you know, sticking with what, you know, the original plan is, and knowing ourselves, I would think, is also a big deal. A lot of times when you go through life happens, that may be the trigger to whatever's in that jar that's like, you know, built up.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I spend a lot of time with in the therapy space is the triggers. Triggers. Oh, my goodness. Where I will just see a reaction and I know that was nothing to do with this present situation necessarily. Mm. Again, that's why I can see the jars. I'm like, yeah, that was a lot for what just happened. So then I begin to say things, just like you say, in the professional space as a woman, I begin to say, okay, who was the first who marginalized you? I don't know. Somebody, but who was the first who did that to you? Why you are like, because I have one friend who says, no man is ever going to. And that was her daddy. It was the way her daddy treated her. She decided early in life, no man is ever going to. Here's the thing, though. That doesn't show up well in a relationship.
No, it doesn't.
Since you're already on, you have that, what I call, I wish you would energy. Right. And that's why that's a whole big part of the program, which I can tell you a little bit about how I break it down. But a whole big part of it is that piece, right? Because the first piece, I call that exploring. That's the phase one. I call it the exploring. And that's just, who am I? And that's why when you said, okay, tell me about yourself, I know the who am I always seems to get the what you do for a living.
But we're all, that's the only thing we identify as, who we are, our job, our role. But then we get
like,
and then we try to find out, okay, well, who am I? I was this senior executive at X, Y, and Z company. And I was, who am I? And finding yourself even after a divorce, for example.
That is correct. And the who am I for me takes me all the way back to my young self, my little girl self. Like, there's a picture of me that I'm almost tempted to put in a more prominent place, because I look at her and I see her, and she probably was 4 or 5. She probably was. Mm. But I see her now because of who she is.
Right.
Now that I have reclaimed her. Mm-hmm. So there's a who am I that I'm saying, okay, sisters, we're going to go back to, you know. Like sometimes when you say, oh, I was a shy one. And I'm like, okay, Latasha, really? Yeah. And I know that you layered it with, but I got to show up and I got to do this and I got to make it in a world and a male dominated world of cyber. And so I have to be on. And I'm like, I'm getting to know you.
Yeah.
The shy you is organically you.
Yeah.
And that was okay until you learned that it wasn't good, safe, okay, appropriate. And I want us to remember her as part of the who am I, remember her. And then with who she is comes a natural sense of what she desires. And that, again, is a whole unpacking. Not what people told you you should desire.
That's
not what they said you should become. Not who they said you should marry. Not all of that stuff. Just at your core, what do you desire?
It's true.
And so, right? Mm-hmm. So the phase one, who am I?
Everybody has something to say. But then you realize you're living somebody else's life. You can't do that. You're gonna live your life. Be who you are. Do you. You know?
That's right. That's right. And I'm the middle girl of five. And it's interesting. Oh, my goodness. it was very interesting. Again, I don't know if it set me up to be this constant mediator, therapist, coaching person, because it was always navigating the space between the other sisters. Always. And I was a daddy's girl. But my daddy died when I was young. So I ended up with a bunch of sisters who were mommy's girls. Okay. And so I had to also realize that I was struggling to be my authentic self because it was more daddy in some of his sensibilities in a world where he was gone and everybody else was like mom. Mm-hmm. And everybody else celebrated her. And that's why I call it the Millwood method. It's the honor to my parents, my really brilliant, insightful father with my really sweet, caring mother.
Right.
And so I get structure meets empathy, and I blend them into what I call the Millwood method. And that's what I bring to the program.
Wow. That's great. And to take all of that life journey and to make it into something beautiful that you can give back, getting to know who you are and know what your boundaries are, what you want in your life, because sometimes you allow people in your life that aren't the best for you. And then all they do is just eat away at you little by little by little by little. And once.
Oh, absolutely. Oh my goodness. I call mine one of the most miraculous recoveries from people pleasing. Again, love you, mama.
Yeah.
But that was mama.
Right.
The people pleaser. And my daddy, who was like, I am who I am, was gone. So I morphed into this very people pleasing person. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, your boundaries disappear.
Yeah.
And sadly, people just take advantage of you. And I'm glad you said that, because mine is a story of a lot of very sad experiences. And the reason I say that is because the world also wants us to do this, what I call the I'm not a victim mentality, which sounds great. Mm-hmm. But I've also had to help a lot of women, especially smart, successful, to say that was not good. That was an awful experience you had. And it left you really with some scars that we just need to acknowledge and not pretend they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
Do the best we can with acknowledging how painful that was. But I'm also not a fan of this kind of the philosophy of, and I said it during COVID, I said to women at the time, take the cape off. Just take the superwoman cape off. Yeah. Like, it seemed like an awesome thing until I realized it set us up to almost be minimizing the stuff that we've been through. And recently I used the word trauma. Again, I'm trained. And people said, don't call it that. And I say, not calling a thing doesn't make it not a thing.
Right.
Right. So if it was a traumatic experience, then it was. And that's why in the program, if there are women who have really sensitive, traumatic things, I will then separate them into an individual experience to get them the best help that they need to tackle that. So no more band-aiding, no more pretending. Like, I love your jars. Let's take the lid off. So right. I was saying the first step is the explore, which is clarity. Who am I? Then we get into expectation, the expect phase, which I call anticipation.
Okay.
What can I expect? Like, what's up ahead for me? Right. And then we have the empower. I love it. Smart women have heard this for a while, you know, agency. Let's use our agency. Let's take that power of who I am back and say, I am here. This is what I want. This is what I deserve.
Right.
And then at the end, I get to the exhale, my favorite phase, because it is, whoa, okay, I did all of that. I did all of that. Now I'm ready to own myself again in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the relaxation, what I call let's retreat, let's rejuvenate. But we just re-enter the space of our life with more of a, we can breathe. We can breathe again. And I am such a huge fan of those deep breaths, because that exhale releases so much, because we hold ourselves like this.
We do.
And I see you, Latasha, because I see you.
Yes.
And I admire you so much. And I see when you're holding. I see when your breath is in.
Gotta be a top cookie. Come on, no?
All right. I see what you're revising. And I just want to say, sister.
Yeah.
Breathe. Yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's you know, I just have to laugh because it's you know, you never know what's going on. You never know, you know, what challenges we have. And a lot of times it may be just internal within us. Like we're fighting ourselves. You know, it may be what we think. And then we're limiting ourselves. If you really want change, if you want to really make a difference and become the best version of yourself, I know that with you, you're not going to sugarcoat it. It's going to be exactly. It's going to be, look, raw and truth. Let's talk.
Yeah.
This is real.
Thank you. And I did it. I deliberately did it in 90-day bite-sized pieces because I want that year-long commitment, right? I want the year-long commitment because, of course, my goodness, we didn't get here overnight. So we're not going to unpack anything overnight. So I deliberately designed the program in each phase, the expect, explore, and empower, all of it. It's 90 days. It's a 90-day commitment to each stage. It's that pathway. We're walking along the path. Just think, we're doing this together, but peace is at the end. That's your exhale.
Well, this is an amazing program. I'm floored. I mean, I'm happy that you're doing this. I think it's going to be very helpful. I know it's very helpful for the community and for the ladies out there that want to make a real change, do some introspective look, judgment-free. You are the person. Your program is the program to join, to get started and make the best version of yourself or understand the best version of yourself, right?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Get hold of you.
The easiest way to contact me is info@ and then it's singlesisterhood.com. So you send me an email there. Just send me an email telling me who you are and some contact information. And I will get back with you because I don't mind sharing my cell phone number, which is 954-588-5185. Full disclosure, it's usually full. So please text me. Please text me. And I really feel badly because I have the woman is on the ledge, right? And I'm like, please don't be on the ledge and leave me a voicemail. Please don't. Please don't. No, just text. I don't even care if it says help. I don't care. But so text, I'm interested in talking to you about your program. When can we speak?
As part of Ladies Talk Cyber, I'm so passionate about this. If you would allow us to, I will include a little plug-in on our Ladies Talk Cyber page for people to reach out to you directly. So then you can get those requests from our page as well.
Absolutely. If you're any indication of the women that you're attracting, you are my target group.
Okay. We'll definitely talk. I know.
I just love because, listen,
you know, smart. A lot of work here.
I am up for it. I am up for it. Listen, if I wrestled myself to the ground, I tell women I've never met a challenge that does not fascinate me.
Yeah. I am so thankful for the program that you're offering. And, you know, I bring it on Ladies Talk Cyber because it's not only about just business and working in tech and, you know, it's across the board. It's understanding who you are, like you said, and having balance in your home life and your personal life within who you are. And that extends into the business world. So
absolutely.
Thank you, Karen, very much for everything that you're doing. And I'm looking forward to seeing more enrollments in your program and the changes that we're going to make in society.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I really do. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. And I am incredibly proud of what you're doing.
This podcast was powered by Intellex and by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.